than a blackberry. It's delicious.
Strawberries.
Strawberries, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And different nuts that you remember? Native or
hickory nuts. Hickory nuts, you see. And black walnuts were good. And the chinquapins, which is a kind of a nut thing. And persimmons, of course, after the frost. They're about this large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have any pecans?
Pecans. And then they're called native pecans, which are small, and then they're the big paper shell pecan. Yeah, they grow there. In fact, there's a big tree over here, and two or three doors away. But some of this land near the river is kind of high, but yeah, grow pecans. We used to go out and throw sticks up. Dad used to, and we'd thresh them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about peanuts?
Peanuts, I don't. I don't think are grown.
Hear them called goobers?
No.
They
were peanuts. They were brought in. One of the foods, the manufactured foods, but that's not quite it, that I remember as a small child, and it was the last of the Second World War, because I remember the soldiers throwing them off the train to us when they came home, and that was in 1916. You see, I was four. Well, not 1918, it was four, were these Nabisco wafers packed in these metal boxes, metal boxes. Delicious, delicious thing.
I don't quite remember the connection between the soldiers.
No, but the soldiers had those somehow on the trains, and they would toss them off the trains, you know, because everybody would go down to meet the train when some of the soldiers were coming back. And but also, Dad, I remember, would buy them and bring them home for a treat.
Would the soldiers, would the tins be empty or full?
No, full, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is a mystery.
That's some friendly soldiers, you know, who had them, I think. Tiny little boxes, about so big. Nice little box. And also, Dad, you ask about cane, the sugar cane, which was... And ribbon cane, which is a kind of cane that makes syrup, but also there was a sugar cane, and you would get it in stalks, and Dad would cut. You know how the stalks grow in joints, and I don't think he called it joint. And he, in the wintertime, he would cut the joints and peel it, and then slice them, you know, and you'd chew it. And get that delicious sweet.
I see, sort of like an all-day sucker.
Yeah. It was delicious.
How about did the people in town grow fruit very much? Would you have formal orchards?
Wait a minute. Would you have orchards, or would you have one or two fruit trees? Which do you mean? Or do you know?
I was wondering whether they would call, if they had a formal arrangement of trees, whether that would be an orchard, or whether everybody just had a tree or two.
There were, I remember the peach orchards. They were referring to peach orchards, which was not right around town.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, say 30 miles away, which is a little different topography. Yeah, right. But they were well known, you know. Peaches in this area, so most people. I guess the farms would have orchards. Yeah, but I'm not sure.
And how about cherries? You mentioned peaches and apples.
No cherries.
Would your cook make anything from the fruit to put on bread?
Jam. Well, yeah, and mother would too.